515-5595.
This concludes another American Health Radio show.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990DX.
Threats. An embassy spokeswoman says U.S. officials now believe it is safe to conduct public business. A bomb killed at least 17 people in Riyadh hours after the missions closed. The European Union is condemning car bombings that killed at least 17 people near two synagogues in Istanbul, Turkey today. The blasts were almost simultaneous and came during morning prayers. Police are investigating whether the bombs were detonated by remote control. This is IRN.
It's easy to get in over your head with debt. Life's little necessities can really add up. Or maybe you got sick or went through a divorce. And once you're in debt, it may seem impossible to get out. But now there's a nonprofit organization that helps consumers finally get out of debt. It's called Debtscape. Call them at 1-800-762-5400. Debtscape negotiates with your creditors to reduce monthly payments by as much as 50%. They can reduce or even eliminate your interest rate and arrange a plan to consolidate your bills with one lower monthly payment. You don't have to be a homeowner, and you don't have to qualify. If you feel your credit is out of control, Debtscape can help. If you're more than $2,000 in debt, call Debtscape now for a free debt consultation. 1-800-762-5400. It's completely confidential, and there's no obligation. It's easy to get in over your head financially. Let Debtscape help you get out. Call now, 1-800-762-5400.
The U.S. military death count now stands at 400 since the Iraqi war began in March. The latest fatality came in central Baghdad today when a roadside bomb exploded next to a patrol. One soldier died and two others were injured. The winds have died down in the Midwest and East, but the cleanup from this week's wild weather goes on. Thousands of people remain without power as utility crews untangle trees from power lines. Most utilities expect to restore full power today, but some hard-hit areas of western New York may be in the dark through the weekend. Maple Springs, New York Fire Chief Doug Conroe says the loss of power has left many people there without water.
Most of the houses do not have water because of the lack of electricity. The pumps aren't working.
Firefighters in Pawtucket, Rhode Island are still putting out hot spots at an abandoned textile mill. Fire broke out yesterday afternoon and gusting winds spread the blaze. At least 10 homes were destroyed. The cause of the fire is under investigation. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNnews.com.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress that over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommended to their patients. It's so advanced it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. It contours to every curve of your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. For a free sample of the incredible material behind this innovative mattress and a free Better Sleep video, call 1-800-522-5559. See for yourself what all the excitement's about. Call Tempur-Pedic now at 1-800-522-5559.
Sniper suspect John Muhammad will have to wait out the weekend before there's a verdict in his case. Thelma Liebrecht reports from Circuit Court in Virginia Beach.
Jurors won't return here until Monday to resume their work. They've indicated they do not want to rush to judgment. They've requested a tape recorder to listen to the tapes from the prosecution. Those tapes include emotional 911 telephone calls from sniper victims and witnesses pleading for help. This included the wails of a husband kneeling over his dead wife. Prosecution tapes also include what officials say is Muhammad's voice and that of his alleged accomplice, Lee Malvo, discussing the shootings. Malvo's trial in nearby Chesapeake also resumes Monday.
No criminal charges will be filed against a 6-year-old boy suspected of fatally shooting his grandfather. The juvenile court administrator for Cole County, Missouri, says he decided against filing charges for several reasons, including the boy's age. Instead, the boy will be turned over to a juvenile court for treatment and supervision. Cole County Prosecutor Bill Tackett says he agrees with the decision. Tackett says there was enough good evidence to prove the boy shot his grandfather, but it would have been impossible to prove criminal intent. The boy has a history of violence and mental problems. The military says an American Special Operations soldier died yesterday in a bombing in eastern Afghanistan. It happened during a week-old operation to root out insurgents linked to the Taliban. I'm Richard Stewart, and you've been listening to news on the Information Radio Network.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
From Montreal,
it's the Travel World Radio Show.
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh, push that button.
But that's how it goes. And welcome back to another edition of the Travel World Radio Show. With Will and back is Stephen Pickford in studio. We also have special guests Ella Sobel and Scott Fontaine with us. Scott, it's always good to have you back with us here on the Travel World.
Absolutely. Pleasure to be here.
Definitely, definitely. So we got an interesting show lined up. We got our chief correspondent, Vic Phillips, who shares a common interest of curling with me.
Yes, good morning. Stephen Pickford here. Welcoming to Travel World today. Vic Phillips is our first guest, our chief correspondent, and he was off to a region just near Toronto called the Kawartha Lakes region. But tell us a little bit more about that, because I don't think many of our listeners actually have a clear idea of what or where exactly Kawartha is.
Well, I'll tell you, Stephen, it's a fantastic little area. It's near Toronto. It's just about an hour's drive east of Toronto, and it's west of Kingston, Ontario. So lots of U.S. border points where you can cross into to get to the Kawartha Lakes. It's an area that consists of about 15 villages and towns, and it's just north of Lake Ontario. So check it out on your map. But the strange thing is that a lot of Americans live here. They have cottages. They've moved from the U.S. because the area is almost crime-free. And, of course, they get a big bang for the American dollar here when they're buying property or when they're visiting on vacation. Now, I usually like big cities. I enjoy visiting the large cities because of all the restaurants, shows, and museums. But I found everything I wanted to see and taste in the Kawartha Lakes area. The largest town here is Lindsay. It's only about 15,000 people, and it looks like a town out of the 1950s. Lots of bed and breakfast places to stay at while you're checking out the over 40 heritage locations, and they date back to the 1800s, when Lindsay was a transportation hub. They have a fantastic theater. It's called the Academy Theater for the Performing Arts, and it's been operating for 120 years, and it features live theater year-round. Some big names have appeared here, including country legends Kitty Wells, Bill Anderson, and Carol Baker. Now, just outside of Lindsay, country roads take you to some really neat spots. My favorite was the Salem Alpaca Farm, where I bought Irene a pair of mittens from the alpaca fiber. The alpaca is a member of the camel family and looks a lot like a llama, only it's much smaller. And they make blankets, socks, scarves, coats, and sweaters with the fibers. It's as soft as cashmere, it's warmer than wool, and they say it never wears out. Now, the animals are truly friendly. Willem and I really love dogs. We both have animals. I know, Stephen, you have a cat. Now, these alpacas are as friendly as the friendliest of dogs. They weigh up to 180 pounds. I walked into the yard, and I was surrounded by a dozen of them. They actually walk up and kiss you. They hardly ever get angry, and they feel so soft. They come in a range of colors from white to black. And you can check them out on the website I misplaced that website for them. But check out the Salem Alpaca Farm. Just click on Google, and they'll be able to fill you in on all about these little animals. Now, after saying goodbye to them, we traveled by van through Amish farm country. Dozens of members of the sect settled in the area, and it looks a lot like Pennsylvania Dutch country. We had a delightful lunch at the Gatehouse Inn in the tiny village of Kirkfield, and we toured the inn, which the owners tell us might be haunted by a friendly ghost. In fact, everywhere we went in the Kawartha Lakes, someone had a story to tell us about ghosts.
Oh, don't have to go all the way to Vermont to find the ghost now.
No, you can bring your handcuffs or whatever you do to catch ghosts and do it up here in the Kawartha Lakes.
We can check them out, the Canadian ghosts versus the American ghosts.
Yeah, I think Canadian ghosts are less violent than American ghosts because our gun laws are stricter here. Now, a driving tour of the back roads in the Kawartha Lakes is a must. It's almost impossible to get lost. And if camping is your shtick, there are hundreds of sites at the Balsam Lake Provincial Park. And if you want something classy, it's a must that you visit the Saucy Willow Inn in Coboconk. Now, some people had tea. I managed to knock back a few glasses of wine poured by the innkeeper, Penny Johansson. She's a knockout, looks a bit like jazz singer Diana Krall, a real classy lady. Now, the Saucy Willow Inn has six guest rooms. It's located on the Trent Severn Waterway near Balsam Lake. They have an open kitchen so that you can salivate and drink wine while Penny prepares your food. And then it was off to the village of Fenelon Falls, which I decided I just might retire to someday. They call it the Jewel of the Kawarthas, and it is a jewel. Water all around, great restaurants, a gem of a used bookstore, and a great museum. We ate at the Into the Shade Bistro. It features Cajun and Creole food, along with the usual North American steaks. Now, I tried a New York Angus sirloin. It was fantastic. I don't remember what I had for dessert because I was a bad boy that night and knocked back some vodka martinis, wine, and beer, and it affected my memory.
Oh, wow. You were really enjoying yourself. That
oh,
was
yeah. It was a great trip, and they really pour a good drink at the Into the Shade Bistro. Now, when you're in the area, for you movie buffs, you have to visit the Highland Cinema. The Highland Cinema. Ask anyone in the area where it is. It's the owner is a real movie buff. And what he did is he built five theaters on the side of his house. He has a regular house, and he built theaters on the side of his house. And people crowded each week for old and new movies, some of them first run. And he has the largest collection of movie projectors and memorabilia you'll find anywhere. It's a must-see. Anyone who's into movies of any type, you got to visit that Highland Cinema. It's really, really unusual. I stayed overnight at the luxurious Egan Ridge Inn in Fenelon Falls, and a challenging nine-hole golf course is on the property and backs onto one of the many lakes in the area. The Egan Ridge is managed by a gentleman from Atlanta, Georgia, who fell in love with a local lady from Ontario, and he never looked back. He discovered that he loves skiing and skating and all the snow that the area gets in the winter, and he doesn't want to go back to Atlanta, not even for a visit. The Egan Ridge has a fine dining room. It serves full-course dinners, but the main feature is the health spa, which you could use after a tiring day golfing or doing other sports. The Egan Ridge's secluded setting is ideal for corporate events and retreats. And you can check them out at www.eganridge.com. That's EGANRIDGE.com. I can recommend a visit to another picturesque town. They have some unusual names. This one's called Bob Cajun, and we had a fine lunch at Bennett's restaurant there. And I was joined by a gentleman who moved to Bob Cajun from Toronto and now operates a bed and breakfast. And while we were sitting having a coffee, I thought he looked familiar, and I remembered him as a former RCMP officer, and he used to investigate organized crime. And I found out that a lot of policemen from the big cities in Canada and the U.S., they've retired to the Kawartha Lakes area because, it's as I said, it's almost crime-free and it's peaceful. Incidentally, Kawartha Lakes is famous for the bird watching on the Carden Plain. Birders come from all over the world to see the many rare species of grassland birds. So if bird watching is not your thing, you can check out one of the dozen top golf courses in the area. Now, the website is for Kawartha Lakes is www.city.kawarthalakes.on, that's on, for short for Ontario, .ca. Or you can call the tourist office, that's probably easier, 1-866-397-6673. That's 1-866-397-6673. It's only an hour's drive from the Toronto area, so visit the beautiful city of Toronto, which is now SARS-free, and then wander over to the Kawartha Lakes. You'll have a real ball.
Sounds like you had a great time. Kawartha Lakes, around an hour from Toronto. Picturesque, history, hey, all rolled into one. Bed and breakfast, great food, beautiful lakes, all year round, entertainment and fun. Thanks for joining us this morning, Vic
Phillips. Nice talking to you, boys.
Nice talking to you, Vic. Stay tuned. This is the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World Radio Show.
Travel World Radio Show.
Commodities, futures, options. While most people are acquainted with stocks and mutual funds, the commodities markets remain a mystery. It's one Barclays Financial can help solve. Futures and options investing involve substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. I'm Patrick T. Parker for Barclay Financial. Right now, the U.S. trade deficit and budget deficits are rising to historical levels. Interest rates are at some of the lowest levels we have ever seen, and yet the economy is still weak. And we feel this could spell trouble for the dollar. To Barclay Financial, that spells opportunity. The European currency has been on the rise. We feel it will keep on rising, and as a result, we're recommending the purchase of call options on the euro currency. For a free special market report on the euro currency, call 1-800-531-7778. That's 1-800-531-7778. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? Do you know about the tremendous price war among the major term life insurance companies? You may be eligible for savings of up to 40%. Here's an example. A male age 45 non-tobacco user issue preferred $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, guaranteed not to change for 10 years. Or a male age 50 non-tobacco issue preferred $1 million of coverage is only $113 a month, guaranteed for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for 20 years. We have great rates for smokers, too. TermBuster specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Call right now. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. Rates and availability may vary by state.
Today's lesson. Parliamo italiano. Cuginos. I say cuginos. You say cuginos. He says cuginos. She says cuginos. We say cuginos. They say cuginos. In fact, everyone's saying cuginos these days. It's the word for delicious northern Italian cuisine. Whether you want a romantic dinner for two or a party for 250, cuginos is the place. Come and try it. And we guarantee you'll be saying cuginos too. Cuginos. It's Italian for the best food in town.
So, you want to sell your home, but the prospect is just too daunting. Get real. Buying or selling your home doesn't have to be intimidating. Talk to Jay Steves at Century 21 Access America. We're the most trusted name in real estate in North America because we know that real estate is about real people, buyers and sellers, who want to make the process as easy and stress-free as possible. Get real about selling your home. Call your personal realtor, Jay Steves, at 378-1451. Century 21 Access America. Real people really working for you.
Oh, I am stuffed.
Me too.
Oh, that was one awesome burrito.
See, I told you this place was great. Mm.
I know, I know. I walk by here every day. Mm-hmm. I had no idea.
We gotta do dessert.
Jenny,
we have to.
No. What are you doing to me? You know, I have to fit into my car.
Oh, please.
Into a cow. No, I gotta get back to work anyway. I have a major conference call.
Okay.
Waiter, senor... El Checo, por favor.
Jenny, that's not our waiter.
Oh. Oh, my. Well, whatever. You know, I can't tell the difference between all these Mexicans anyway. You know what I mean?
No, Jenny, I really don't know what you mean.
The first step in fighting racial prejudice is taking a stand. Imagine the power of one voice. Find yours at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
Oh, welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show and another song that reminds me of New York City because there's one place that should be like a country all by itself. It's different from any place I have ever visited and it's all good. Welcome back with Stephen Pickford, Willem Backus.
Glad you could join us this morning. Lisa Mortman is the Director of Communications for NYC & Company, the city's Convention and Visitors Bureau, and she joins us now on Travel World as we come into the holiday season. A lot of great things happening in New York.
Welcome to Travel World. Hello, are you with us?
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, hi, how are you?
We're doing fine.
Good, good.
Tell us about New York City.
Oh, New York City is great. It is a beautiful day here and gorgeous fall weather, and I am looking out of the window and seeing 1,000 people enjoying our beautiful Central Park. So it's a wonderful day here in the city.
November and December, as we get up to Thanksgiving and Christmas, that's really when the city becomes even more alive than it normally is with the decorations, the lights. It's a very special time to visit New York.
Oh, there's no better time to visit New York City than during the holidays. The air is crisp, the lights sparkle, the city bursts with music and food and fun and beautiful holiday decorations, and, you know, lots of visitors from all over the world come to experience New York during the holidays. So it is a great time of year to come and visit, and it kicks off soon.
What is your favorite things to do in the holiday season? If some of your friends were coming to New York, what would you suggest are really must that they have to include in their itinerary?
Well, it's funny because I'm actually now planning my itineraries for my friends that are coming. I have a steady stream of people that come from Thanksgiving through New Year's Eve. So I'm just now starting that planning process. I mean, you know, if you're in here for Thanksgiving, you have to come and see the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, you know, which heads down Broadway every year and officially ushers in the holiday season. What I like to do with my friends when they come to town, especially friends with kids, is I take them to Central Park West the night before the parade, and I bring their kids to see the huge balloons get inflated. And the streets are full of families and kids, and you see these huge balloons come to life, and then you have the Thanksgiving Day parade. I also love, I take people to go see the Radio City Christmas Spectacular, which features the Rockettes, and it's beautiful. It's a beautiful show, and it's a lot of fun for the whole family. And then, of course, there's a Rockefeller tree lighting ceremony, which will be on December 3rd this year. And even if you can't make it for the tree lighting, I definitely encourage you to come and see the tree, because there's nothing like it in the whole world. And then there's a lot of other things to do, fun things to do in the boroughs and things to do around town. So you know, depending on when you come to visit, there's a lot of things going on. You can always get updated information through NYC and Company's website, which is www.nycvisit.com.
There's a number of package rates, and the hotels really get into it. This is a really busy season for it, but they really get into encouraging the visitors to come at this time of year.
Yeah, and NYC and Company makes that easy. We have a program, a winter promotion, that we call Paint the Town. And what we've done is we have, we've brought together New York City's leading hotels, restaurants, attractions, Broadway shows, and have put together packages that really fit any style or budget. You know, if you want to go trendy, if you want to go family, if you are looking for something that's very affordable, or even if you're looking for you know, five-star luxury, Paint the Town has a package that is good for you, and it kicks off on December 15th. You know, people can choose 1, 2, or 4-night travel packages that combine a hotel stay, you know, or a Broadway and a Broadway show, dinner at a restaurant, cultural attractions, sightseeing options, parking discounts. So it's really comprehensive and allows people to plan a trip to New York City in an easy and accessible way. Although other people, we have another option with Paint the Town, which is sort of a do-it-yourself option, you know, where you can use your American Express card and choose from a number of different savings options that include 2-for-1 admissions at museums like the Guggenheim Museum or the Children's Museum of Manhattan, you know, discounts on great restaurants at, you know, places like Planet Hollywood or A&M Roadhouse, complimentary gift with purchases at New York City's landmark shopping department stores, including Century 21 or J&R Music, and also specially priced tickets for Broadway shows and other cultural attractions. So, you know, it's a really good package for people who want to come and visit New York during the holiday season, because there's so many options.
true value added. It does not have to cost somebody a great deal. They can find something in their price range and that's easy to put together at the spur of the moment. They say, hey, we hear the show this week. We want to come in a couple of weeks. They don't have to start planning it months and months ahead.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, there's a way for people, you know, to come back. I mean, the way these are priced, I think, starting at $100 a night, you know, so on the low end. So, which includes a night stay at a hotel, a ticket to a Broadway show, or dinner. I mean, there's a lot of different options here for people. So they're priced, designed for you to come back and continue to enjoy the city.
It should be mentioned also, a trip to New York City is, well, like I say, I've been to many, many places in the United States and the world for that matter. New York is like a country by itself. You could look at it, there's no other place in the United States like it. And you can actually spend each day going to almost a you can call it cliched, almost well-known kind of a place, and it would be encapsulated by itself, and you can do a whole weekend just here. I mean, take Broadway shows, for instance. I mean, there's just so many of them, and it's, I mean, how New York is that? And even through Midtown area, you've got your Empire State Building tours. You take the subway to virtually anywhere you want to go. You can go downtown, uptown, anywhere.
And, you know, you're also forgetting our wonderful boroughs. You know, you know, New York City, people, when people think of New York City, they think only of Manhattan. But there are so many wonderful things to do and to see in New York City's boroughs, you know, other than Manhattan. So, I mean, really, you know, you can spend a day, a weekend, a week, a long weekend, a lifetime here and always find something new and exciting to discover and to see, you know, whether it be, you know, going to a great restaurant. Every cuisine in the world is found in New York. I mean, there's no other dining experience like New York City. I mean, the quality, variety, and hospitality of New York City's dining industry is really unique and unmatched anywhere else in the world. In fact, for those who are listening in Canada right now, you should go out to your neighborhood bookstore because recently, as in the past couple of days, a new book has hit the shelves, which is the New York Restaurant Cookbook. And it is signature dishes from 115 restaurants all across the city from all five boroughs. And these include recipes from everything from Le Cirque 2000, which is one of the finest restaurants in the world, to the cheesecake at Carnegie Deli and the matzo ball soup from Second Avenue Deli. You know, for those who've been here before and like kids, Serendipity's frozen hot chocolate recipe is in there. So there's a lot of ways to bring New York City home, at least to your kitchen table, if you don't have the opportunity to come here just yet.
Sounds like a book I'll have to go out and buy.
Absolutely, absolutely. Just be careful. Don't cook everything at once.
And recreate the whole experience. And you correctly state, a repeat visit. There's always something new to see and do. When I got the press release that the Transit Museum had just recently reopened, I'd say, hey, that is on my agenda for my next New York City visit.
Absolutely, absolutely. But there's a lot of wonderful things to come and do and see. The Transit Museum was actually, we just featured the Transit Museum as our cultural institution of the month. And that's a story of a small museum that, you know, is not as known as the Guggenheim or the Metropolitan Museum of Art or even the Whitney or others, you know, but they just went through an incredible renovation that has made the museum very high-tech and very interactive. So it's an interesting journey on the history of New York City's transit system, but it's also a very good afternoon to bring children to.
And you can find
it's interactive and it's educational and it's fun.
And you can find out more at www.nycvisit.com, 1-800-NYC-VISIT. Holiday events all year through the year. Lisa Mortman, Director of Communications, NYC & Company. Thank you for joining us this morning on
Thank
Travel
Thank you so
World.
Much. Hope to see you in New York soon.
Oh, you
Certainly.
Will.
You
Bye-bye.
Bet. Bye. Stay tuned for the Travel World Radio Show. We're taking a break.
Across America via satellite.
Travel World Radio Show.
She took me to the cleaners. After the divorce, I was barely left with a shirt on my back.
All is not fair in love and war, especially when it comes to divorce. It's messy, emotionally draining, and divisive. People have to take sides. That's why you need the best on your side to protect your assets. Allison Perrin cares. She's a qualified financial consultant who can advise you on how to prepare for a divorce. If you're facing divorce, consult Allison Perrin before you do anything else. Call 860-349-2065.
One night, my mommy and daddy went on to a date. They got a babysitter to watch me. The babysitter was a family friend. She was like an angel to me in front of big people. But after my parents left, she stopped acting like an angel and started being mean. My parents didn't believe me until they got a surveillance camera from the spy shop in Milldale. When they got home that night, they watched the tape and saw the babysitter yelling at me all the time. Now, we don't use that babysitter anymore.
Unfortunately, the times are changing, and stories like this one are more frequent, and you begin to wonder if you can even trust a longtime family friend. Put your mind and heart at ease with surveillance equipment from the Spy Shop. The Spy Shop promotes truth through technology, spy gadgets, bug detectors, and cool stuff. Visit spyville.com or call 628-2075. 628-2075.
You and
120 credit hours, 51 textbooks, and the perfect way to pay for it all.
Army National Guard.
As a member of the Army National Guard, you don't have to worry about how you're going to pay for college.
100% of your tuition.
The Guard has you covered. So come visit the team who can help you get through college on the web at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com or call 1-800-GO-GUARD in the Army National Guard.
You can.
Sponsored by the Connecticut National Guard. Aired by the Connecticut Broadcasters Association and this station.
Now, okay. Settle down, class. Now, today we're going to read out loud. Who would like to go first?
Oh, no, I'm not ready. Please don't call on me.
Chris?
I took my dog to the park. She made two new friends. Tomorrow, I'll take Winnie to the park again.
Very good. Now, who would like to go next? How about you?
Oh, no, not me. Oh, no.
If you're the parent of a child who struggles to learn, listen to the little voice inside your head. Get help now. A lot of kids who struggle are smart. They just learn differently. For free information on how to help your child, visit www.focusonlearning.org, www.focusonlearning.org, or call 1-888-478-MIND. Do it for your child. Do it for yourself, but do it now. A message from the Advertising Council and the Coordinated Campaign for Learning Disabilities.
Hey, Miss Taylor, come on. Let me get those groceries from you.
Oh, hi, David. Yes, it'll be a big help there.
Okay, whoa, these are heavy.
Listen, how's the landlord business?
Oh, pretty good.
Did you rent the apartment next door yet?
No, not yet, Miss Taylor, no. Oh, some guy came by today to look at it, but, you know, I didn't even show it to him.
Oh, why not?
Well, come on, he was a brother.
Well, why wouldn't you rent to your brother?
No, a brother, you know, colored, black guy.
Excuse me?
No, don't worry. No, I told him somebody else put down a deposit. It happens all the time. I figured you went on one of them living next door. You know what I mean.
No, David. I don't know what you mean.
The first step in fighting racial prejudice is taking a stand. Imagine the power of one voice. Find yours at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 DX.
There we go. Gotta wait for him to say maniac because, as of course, it's the theme song for one of my favorite people of all time. Our dear friend Cynthia Fodor from Des Moines, Iowa is online with us. Cynthia, welcome back to Travel World.
Hi, Willem. How are you this morning?
I'm doing just fine.
Great.
Everyone else is here with us.
Everyone's here.
Hi, Cynthia.
Hey, Stephen there. Hi, Stephen.
Yeah, I'm here. Hello. Yes,
of course you're there.
I'm always here.
That's right.
Sometimes only in physical presence and not with my brain in motion, right?
Well, if you're not on the road.
Yes, I always have to go on a trip somewhere. There's always somebody begging me to go on a trip somewhere, and I have to say, no. Not enough time. Otherwise, I could probably be away every week.
Well, that's not
somewhere.
Such a bad idea, actually. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
So much travel, so little time.
Yes.
And I hear that you recently completed a trip to California, Cynthia.
Yes. Believe it or not, I had never been to San Francisco, and it had always been my dream to go there. Of course, you read everywhere that it's, you know, everybody's favorite travel destination, the most romantic city in America, and all that. So I had just been dying to get out there, and it was everything I had imagined. Absolutely fell in love with the city. And you guys have been there.
Oh, yes. I've been there twice, and then I had the trip there with Willem. And that was around, we have a picture on the wall here of a trip we made to San Francisco and took the luncheon boat cruise out in the San Francisco Bay.
In fact, yeah, it was one of the jokes between me and Steve that almost every city we go to has got a boat ride. Doesn't matter if it's in the middle of the desert. And
well, I will start off with that then, because that was one of the highlights, actually, of my trip there. I went on the Adventure Cat Sailing Charter, which was a 55-foot catamaran, which you catch right on Pier 39, right next to the sea lions down there, where hundreds of them are just on the rocks and in the water, barking and jumping and playing, and you kind of start off the cruise just drifting past those out to the Golden Gate Bridge. And of course, I chose the sunset cruise because I just am a sucker for beautiful sunsets. And fortunately for me, I was out there just a couple of weeks ago, and they had the most beautiful weather they've had all year. It was an 88-degree day, no fog. We sailed right under the Golden Gate Bridge at sunset, and it was, I have to say, the most spectacular sunset I've ever seen in my life. And it's the captain of the boat, Hans. You would have liked Willem, because he actually built this catamaran himself, you know, sort of the old crusty sea captain, and he's playing Jimmy Buffett music and serving you wine and appetizers. And it really was a highlight of the trip. Again, that was the Adventure Cat Sailing Charter, something you don't want to miss if you're out there.
Sure.
Sounds great.
Grab hold of this here, Tiller boy. So
that's what it was like. It did get a little windy out there. I kind of chose to sit in the front of the catamaran so I could get the full effect. And the views of the city when you look back as well were just wonderful. And the Marin headlands over on the other side of the Golden Gate Bridge. It was just really great. I loved that.
You know, if you're going to see a sunset, you may as well do it right on the Pacific, right?
Absolutely. And with the bridge right there, I mean, I took a million pictures. In fact, I ran out of film. And, you know, right when the pinks and oranges just lit up the sky. And just fabulous.
Last time I saw a sunset that nice was when you and I were out in Hawaii together in 1998.
Right. Yeah, that was probably about the last brilliant sunset I've seen. And again, over the Pacific. You can't go wrong.
Now, Cynthia, tell us a bit more about your trip, like, in the town. What exactly did you see, and what was the stuff that you found the most fun?
Well, I want to mention the hotel I stayed at the first night, which is brand new. It's the Argonaut, which is right on Fisherman's Wharf, and it just opened in August, and it used to be a historic 1909 cannery. So it was a huge warehouse, and it was transformed into a boutique hotel by the Kimpton Group, and it was just really neat. The room had an exposed brick wall, as you would find in a warehouse or a cannery, and it was fairly large. It had a couch and a sitting area, but it was all decorated in blue and yellow with stars and stripes, totally nautical theme, and a very cozy feel to it. And it was in a great location at the end of Fisherman's Wharf next to the Maritime National Historical Park, but it was far enough away, you're close enough to walk to everything down there, but far enough away from the hustle and bustle. So I really, really loved that hotel, the Argonaut Hotel. And then, of course, from there I went up and I got to try the Fairmont. And as you know, I mean, it's like staying in a European palace. I mean, this hotel is so elegant, and everything in it is so perfect that it's worth paying a little bit extra just to experience it. I think it's been in the TV series Hotel that's on TV and movies way back to Vertigo with Alfred Hitchcock. And as recently as The Bachelor, I think it was just filmed for that television show. But they actually upgraded me to a suite on the 14th floor, which was just incredible. It had floor-to-ceiling windows on the corner of two sides. So one side overlooked the city, and the other side overlooked the Golden Gate Bridge and the bay, and you could see Alcatraz. And, of course, this is right on top of Nob Hill. So you have the most incredible, breathtaking views from up there. And in fact, I love this room so much that I stayed in it right up until 12 o'clock until I had to check out.
So they had to forcibly remove you.
Yes. In fact, I called down and said, are you sure this isn't available for another night? But it wasn't, so.
Oh, dear. It sounds like an absolutely incredible view.
Oh, the Fairmont is just the top. Of course, it's been rated one of the top 10 hotels in the country. Has won every award, and I would highly recommend it. In fact, for Valentine's, it's called one of the most romantic hotels in the country as well. And for Valentine's Day, if you're looking for somewhere to go, stay there, because it's also listed as one of the best places to kiss in the city.
Oh, yeah.
And Willem, they say if you can't score at the Fairmont, you won't anywhere.
Yes, last week we were talking about the Islanders and their multiple shots on goal, so yeah. I guess you do score at the Fairmont. 1-800-441-1414. Now, of course, great meals in San Francisco as well. I'm sure you didn't go hungry either.
Oh, I have to tell you guys, everywhere I ate, my remark was, this is the best of whatever I was eating in my life. I mean,
really?
They say you can, yeah, you cannot get a bad meal in San Francisco. On the first night I went to La Colonial, which is a French-Vietnamese cuisine, which, Willem, you would just love. It's not at all a touristy spot because a friend of mine who lives there calls this his favorite restaurant. And we had the crispy spring rolls, steamed sea bass in a banana leaf, beef tenderloin with mango and eggplant and Asian basil. And every bite was, like, better than the one before it. But the best thing was, it was the best dessert I've ever had in my life there, a coffee-infused chocolate tort.
Oh,
and
yummy.
It just melted in your mouth.
Well, and now you're going to have to mop the floor. They're all drooling here.
Yeah, very cozy. The second night, I ate at a place called Farallon's, also just an incredible seafood restaurant with... And kind of interesting, it used to be an old Elks Club and was remodeled into sort of an undersea fantasy theme. It's very whimsical and, again, romantic. And the food is called coastal cuisine, named Farallon's is named for the islands off the coast of San Francisco. And sort of a very groovy atmosphere. But the funny thing about it, which you would appreciate, is that it used to be an Elks Club. And I guess underneath the restaurant, it's still is, and they still have a swimming pool there where all of the Elks members are swimming beneath you. So it kind of conjures up an image in your mind.
Oh, my God.
Maybe not one that you want to envision.
I guess it could go either way.
Exactly. I sort of have a vision of the Fred Flintstone.
The Grand Poobah.
Yes, exactly.
That's what we call Steve. We call him the Grand Poobah.
Jumping into the swimming pool there.
Cynthia, we got about a minute left here. So what was your happiest memory of San Francisco?
You know, I also went over to the Anchor Steam Brewery. And maybe that was a happy memory because I was tasting the Anchor Steam beer and, of course, the York Creek wine, which they make there in the winery, and Portrero whiskey, which they also make there. So it was just a really cool place, too. It's one of the most handsome small breweries in the world. And they do give public tours, which people don't realize. It's an old copper brew house and an old-fashioned tavern. There, and you can smell the hops and barley and watch the yeast ferment in the vessels, and that was just a really, really good time, too. I mean, there's just so many wonderful things about the city. You have to have me on again to continue.
It's San Francisco Memories. We're going to come back with Scott Fontaine, more of California when we come back. Cynthia Fodor, thanks for joining us this morning on Travel World.
Across America via satellite.
Travel World Radio Show.
I don't know what to invest in.
I don't know if I can retire comfortably.
I don't know which path to take.
Don't know what to do about your financial situation? Talk to someone who does. RBC Dane Rauscher. For knowledgeable advice and a clear plan. The kind of objective financial guidance you're looking for. RBC Dane Rauscher. What you need to know. Member NYSE SIPC.
Call Dennis Stanek Jr. at 1-800-243-2478. That's 1-800-243-2478.
Today's lesson. Parliamo Italiano. Cuginos. I say cuginos, you say cuginos, he says cuginos, she says cuginos, we say cuginos, they say cuginos. In fact, everyone's saying cuginos these days. It's the word for delicious Northern Italian cuisine. Whether you want a romantic dinner for two or a party for 250, cuginos is the place. Come and try it, and we guarantee you'll be saying cuginos too. Cuginos, it's Italian for the best food in town.
The following is an urgent message for all inventors. Who cashed in on your last great idea? Do you have another invention? Do you need a patent? Then you need InventTech.
Everyone laughed at my pot that cooked and drained pasta. If I had the patent, I'd be rich.
Snap your fingers, turn on a light. That was my idea, but I never thought to get a patent.
Don't let this happen to you. You may have a great idea, but unless you protect it, anyone can take it and keep the profits. That's why you need to call InventTech now. We'll send you a free inventor's kit, and you'll receive our free video or DVD with your confidential submission. Call 1-800-953-3553.
Cleaning with citrus was my little secret. I never patented it. Boy, was that dumb.
Don't let someone else cash in on your great idea. Call InventTech now for a free inventor's kit. Call 1-800-953-3553. Call 1-800-953-3553.
How would you like to regrow your hair naturally? Hi, I'm Brian Reichenberg from Kevis here in Beverly Hills. Our new internationally patented topical treatment and hair accelerator is fast and effective. Clinical studies with dermatologists showed that Kevis achieved a 90% success rate fighting hair loss. Here's what the doctors are saying.
I'm Dr. Jay Heck, board-certified dermatologist and hair transplant surgeon. Kevis scientifically and medically is a superior product that stimulates the hair follicles to once again grow hair. I highly recommend Kevis to any man or woman who is losing their hair.
Kevis is easy to use and drug-free. In less than 3 minutes a day, you can restore your appearance and confidence. I'll even help you get started by giving you 50% off your starter program plus free shipping. Call 888-684-HAIR. This is a limited time offer. That's 888-684-HAIR. That's 888-684-HAIR.
Every cell of the body has a receptor site for our master hormone called growth hormone. The role of growth hormone is to instruct the cells to repair. This hormone is in the highest concentrations in the body between the ages of infancy and your early 20s. Hence, this is the major reason why the body repairs so well when young. This is why the incidence of disease is so much lower when young. This is why you're skinnier when young. Looking and feeling young is a direct result of your chemistry. Science brings us closer to the threshold of eternal youth every day. Cocoon GH is a sublingual form of growth hormone. When used twice a day, people report deep sleep, improved mood, memory and energy, losses of body fat, improved strength and sex drive, reduction of joint pains, improved blood sugar, and more. Improve your chemistry and improve your life. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call
800-814-5199. 800-814-5199. 800-814-5199.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
Tell me how will I ever be the same when I know that that woman is whispering your name? Somebody bring me some water. Can't you see it's out of control? Baby's got my heart
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford. Back in studio, we got special guest Scott Fontaine with us. We also have Ella Sobel in studio. And yes, we have our little tribute, of course, to WXCT's own Charlie Prophet, the King of Southington. Because I saw a TV show this week that kind of reminded me of him. Remember the old Al Waxman hit?
Yes, very much so.
When he walks down the street, he smiles at everyone, and everyone that he meets calls him King of Southington.
Memories. Scott Fontaine actually drove all the way from Vermont, so he puts to shame all the people who can't come 10 miles from downtown Montreal up to the suburbs.
That's right. We've got to give him all the credit for that. Scott Fontaine has been a semi-regular joining us here in studio from time to time. A man who works in radio in Vermont at 95XXX and a few other radio stations in your cluster, Scott.
Including WVMT, which can be heard pretty far and wide. Big signal there. So all the way down to Pennsylvania, up through Quebec, you can hear VMT.
Oftentimes I'm joking with JR, the board op who runs us down in WXCT, one of our good friends, of course. And he and Charlie do the afternoon show at XCT. And I call in from time to time, telling them how their signal 990 comes in crisp and clear here in Montreal. Now that's a neat trick, considering that we have a 50,000 watt station here in the city. Same position on the dial. So what we do is we have our evil conspirators who actually knock out the transmitter, and then WXCT comes in loud and clear.
Oh, yes, Ice Storm 2004. Where are you, Rob Brady?
Yet another conspiracy.
Oh, it's everything's a conspiracy. Now, Scott, you were down in California as well, and you were visiting Napa Valley.
My first trip actually out to the West Coast, the Pacific and everything like that. So I was not sure what to expect, but I knew that I was going to like it. That's all that I knew.
With the right attitude. Yeah.
Well, as she was saying earlier, the weather when we were there was unbelievable. It was 85 to 90 degrees, sunshine every day, and there was only one day that was even slightly foggy. So we just had a perfect batch of weather, and the Napa Valley is several hours north of where they were having those wildfires, so not an issue at all. And
did you bring hot dogs and marshmallows at least?
We did not roast anything out there. Okay. Did not. However, we did relax a lot, which was nice. One of the first stops we made was the Napa Valley wine train.
Oh, yeah.
And I know you guys are big on
Trains.
Big on trains.
1952 era locomotives drawing that.
And the cars that they have are Pullman cars, 1917 Pullman cars.
Oh, Pullman, one of the most prestigious manufacturers and luxurious rail cars ever made.
These have been renovated. They look absolutely fantastic. Polished brass, all kinds of mahogany wood. You just walk in, you sit down, and they have a large emporium, a gift shop there. They've got 200 kinds of wines right there to represent the Napa Valley. And they do a little bit of a wine tasting before you board the train. And then when you get on board the train, we went for a lunchtime tour. They also have dinner and brunches as well. And they also have mystery theaters and concert series and things like that. But for our lunch tour, we started out in a lounge car with a bar. They also had a wine tasting car.
The lounge car.
Yeah.
This bears mentioning because for people who've taken commuter trains, the occasional passenger trains, when you get on one of these fancy trains with all the different cars, you see all the different ways they decorate these rooms, how creative they are, and just how luxurious rail travel can be.
Talk to me a bit more about the wine tasting. I'm quite interested to hear more about that.
Yes, as our resident teetotaler Ella would, yeah.
Well, on the train, you know, before we started our dinner, you know, they have two shifts basically of eating because, you know, to put enough people on the train, they have you sit in the lounge car and you can have an appetizer and then you go have your lunch or vice versa. You go have your dinner and then you come back and have a dessert or something in the lounge car.
You stay there and you eat three times.
Yeah. Well, all the food on the train is obviously made to order. It's gourmet. Mm. That's their main thing. It's not necessarily the trip. It's the train itself and it's the food there. You can walk right up and look through the glass where the chefs are preparing the meal. Yeah. And then just sit back, and it's really excellent service as you're sitting there. I had the roasted pork tenderloin, which was fantastic. And once you're done with that, you have a little bit more time on the train. It's about a 3-hour ride up and down through the Napa Valley. You pass several wineries as you're going along.
They
actually have a couple of excursions. So some
good
people
thing it's on rails, huh?
Yeah. Some, believe me, you know,
self-drive discovery tour. Yeah.
With the roads as winding as they are,
or a drive
self discovery
tour.
That's why you need to
tour.
Drink the wine because you can then. Do the driving on those.
Well, after all, you couldn't possibly carry it all in just two hands. You got to drink the rest of it.
That's right. Well, actually, that's true. They'll never pick you up for DWI out there simply for the fact that the roads are so curvy that they'd never be able to detect you weren't driving straight anyway.
The only problem is that you don't drink, Brian. You rent it.
the train was nice. They also had they have a Vista Dome car. You could sit there and enjoy the view from there.
You mean one of those, yeah, like the same kind they used to use on Via Rail, the Skyline type cars. Yeah. You get up and you say,
exactly.
Nice.
Again, this is the Napa Valley Wine Train. You can look them up online at www.winetrain.com. Uh-huh. And it runs all year round. Obviously, we were there at pretty much the busiest season, right, middle of October, harvest time. Mm. And then the staff is extremely helpful, and they actually pointed us to a small vineyard there nearby named the Truchard Winery. And that was our first wine excursion. We probably visited about 25 to 30 wineries by the time we finished our vacation, which
yeah, there is a rip-roaring good time.
We were always very aggressive, and this was not a week where we just sat in the room and slept until noon every day. This was up at 8 a.m. and
anything about sleeping
and a fresh
well,
fresh
that's a
bottle
Sacramento
of wine.
Vacation
with an extra bottle of wine.
Well, if you want to hit those 25 wineries, you need much more than one day. To remember them anyway.
Yeah, exactly. About six or seven in a day is about as much you can possibly handle. And believe it, I'm a fairly large drinker, but even I was actually conscientious that I didn't want to kill anybody on the roadway, so I passed up a few sips here and there. Which is hard for me to imagine. I guess I'm telling you that because it was amazing to me that I actually said, enough is enough, okay?
No.
I'm gathering you didn't spit the wine out after you tasted it then.
No. There was swilling, but there was no
Does
spitting.
Does he spit or swallow?
All right, then.
Of course, Ella would ask a question like that, yes.
But I left it for you, Willem.
Yes, naturally.
You're going to have me back so I can chat a little bit more about all the things I've saw, the redwood trees, everything out there.
Well, redwood trees are
beautiful.
You got
pictures of those redwood trees?
It's hard to put them in perspective, but I took a few.
Because I am a dyed-in-the-wool tree hugger, definitely. You know, my house is one of the few yards on this street that still has a forest in the backyard.
And we still have to dye him in wool and take a picture of him hugging a tree and put it up on the website.
That would be very interesting, and I dare you to do that.
He's hard to
I
dye.
Will.
Yeah, yes. He's hard to dye.
That People would be tried, but... a great pleasure to try and dye Willem in wool.
Well, I've been following a diet since January, and the first three words of the letter, you know, for the first three letters of the word diet is die, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, anyway, that's long and the short of that, but boy, you must have had a good time. It was 1 year ago that we actually did our own train trip across Canada.
Oh, yes.
Rail.
That was incredible.
A great time. Yes,
that
a year
was
ago.
Just incredible.
Time really flies, but I mean, that was a memorable, memorable trip via rail across Canada on the Canadian.
For us, trains, man.
You have to visit the Napa Valley Wine Train, then. It's just a beautiful experience and a fantastic looking train. It's unreal.
Sounds like something I'd enjoy.
Oh, yes. It was nice. And also, Truchard Wineries. I do need to mention them because they were very nice and privately owned and very small winery. They were nice enough to give us a tour. We basically knocked on the door and said, can we come in? And they said, sure.
Come on in and we'll be glad to
come
welcome
on
you.
In. Drink up.
TruchardVineyard.com.
When you fall asleep, you'll find yourself... Some in a barrel out in the desert somewhere.
Hey, what happened to my wallet? It was in my pocket when I got here.
That's when you go visit Monterey and Saltillo.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, we're going to have you back, Scott, to learn more about Napa Valley in the coming weeks. Next time you're in town, feel free to drop by and tell us more. Give us part two of Napa Valley Experience. Next week, we're going to be live from a Montreal institution, Moishe's Steakhouse, downtown Montreal. Shopping season in Montreal, dining season coming up to Christmas time shopping in Montreal. Lots of things to discover. Neil Drabkin might drop by if he's in town, do another little bit of California talking because he was in Los Angeles. So,
well, we got to wrap up right now. We've only got a few seconds left. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Ella Sobel.
I'm Scott Fontaine.
Stay tuned and happy traveling, everyone.
exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.